Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Writer and director Odine Osdale is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey being able to tell stories through film, but also what it's been like for him to see the response to his newest project called California Winter. If you're just now hearing about Odine and the film, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with both, as well as, of course, be able to support the new film. Odine, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the show, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I was really excited about the segment with you for a couple of reasons. I think this film is something that a lot of people can relate to, but I think it's also something that really says so much about the importance of people working together. I mean, that seems to be kind of a theme for you, though, Odine, when it comes to the work that you've been able to do. Do you think that's been part of the fun as a filmmaker, being able to not only tell stories that you want to tell, but also, of course, be able to find a connection with the audience?
Absolutely. It's for a lot of us indie filmmakers, a bigger challenge to making the film is actually getting the film out there. So a personal response from those that do get to see it, especially in this grassroots phase, is really what energizes our whole team to keep going.
Right. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment initially, Odine, you know, you have been able to, of course, tell true-to-life stories, even individuals that you know personally have been able to do that. But then, of course, you have a film like this, of course, that is a fictionalized version of what so many people, I think, can be able to relate to. But also, I think, really says a lot about how, you know, decisions that we make, how it really can affect people around us, especially in the changing world that we live in. I mean, when did you first realize that you had that ability to not only to be able to write something that would engage an audience, but also, of course, to be able to have the courage to bring it to life?
Well, you know, I did one of those guys that did film school out in New York, and then, you know, so uniquely, I moved out here to L.A. To, of course, pursue film. And one thing that's just drilled into you is, you know, tell a story that can emotionally impact the audience, find a way to connect with the audience. So when I fell into documentary filmmaking when I moved out here, it just seemed like a very natural leap to take on stories that the real people are involved in, fictionalize them, compact them so I can bring out the themes. But it just seems to, with everything that people are going through, it seems in a way easier to tell those stories because they're already rich with all the drama that that we know people can react to and connect to.
Right, exactly. And I think the interesting thing is, and as you said, you know, to be able to find an audience has to be gratifying. I think for you, I mean, you enjoy telling the stories you just said. I mean, but is it an added bonus for you, Odine, that there are people out there that are not only discovering your work but appreciating your work?
Very much so. After some of our screenings, after just about every screening, we had audience members come up and share stories about how they experienced the crash, which I'm sure we'll talk about in relation to the film. And you know, sure. A few people like broke down, and it was very cathartic for them to see their stories up on the screen. One of the conversations that's happening as I'm doing some of these shows and some of the reviews that are coming out is they're talking about my film California Winter in the same breath as The Big Short, which in so many ways they're so different. You know, The Big Short does a wonderful job of portraying the crisis as it happened on, you know, in the ivory towers of Wall Street and how insiders experienced the crisis and saw what was happening. But that's not the experience of how most of the people have experienced the crisis. So it became, you know, a bit of a way for people to say, you know what, this thing had a really big impact on me, but I didn't really connect to those other films. I'm connecting to this one.
Right. And I think that's the amazing thing. And I think the other aspect of that, Odine, is that in California Winter, as in other work that you've been able to do, you have been able to show the human side of things. I think, you know, when I first heard about the film, I heard the title and I said, what is this about? But I think then, I think once you're able to actually see it, and then, of course, to see the storylines that develop between family and friends and how these things can really, you know, disrupt, you know, what is going on in your world, and then, of course, give you the opportunity, if possible, to be able to try to, you know, to bring people back together. It really is so powerful. But, you know, I think the other thing is the actors. I'm always curious about this when I'm talking to a writer or a director. I mean, it's one thing for you to have written the words, but what is it like for you to have such an amazing cast to be able to bring those words and that story to life?
Oh, that was just one of the most rewarding things about the process. This is my first feature film, and I had a really good team behind me. I had a producing partner. Her name is Amy Schoaf. It was her 26th or 27th film at the time. And with the budget we were at, I didn't even expect a cast anywhere near this level of history and having had so much experience. But because of the team I had, they pulled in all these people that they had worked with in the past, including, you know, Michael Ironside, for example. And everyone really worked for pennies on this one. And the reason they took it on is really reflecting their performances. They did it because they really wanted to do it.
Yeah, I think that is amazing. You know, one of the reviews that was on Amazon.com, that Odine, that I wanted to share with our audience here, I think says a whole lot, you know, about, you know, what you've been able to do with this film. It said, California Winter is a great portrayal of the housing crisis and its impact on the lives of the average people that mainstream news glossed over. I experienced the housing bubble and read about it often, but his movie showed the human side, and the characters and acting are top-notch. Highly recommend you'll be entertained and more enlightened after watching it. And that was from Justin, actually just this month, the being March 2016. When you hear comments like that, I mean, do you feel as though you did exactly what you wanted to do with this film?
It's what I hope to do with the film. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty when you're heading into your first film. Along the way, you know, I've done some shorts and I've worked on other films, and sometimes things just aren't as successful as you think they'll be. So hearing things like that is actually very gratifying. I'm going to have to read through the comments myself.
A lot of great ones are already there. There's already 10 reviews there just on Amazon.com alone. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dollar Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Writer and director Odine Osdiel is our guest for this segment. We're talking with him not only about his journey of being able to tell stories through film, but also his first feature film. You just heard him talking about California Winter. So why is it, now that you said that is your first feature, Odine, why did you decide on that topic and this particular story to tell first?
Well, it was something that was born out of another gig I had as a cameraman on a documentary where we were profiling families that had gone through foreclosure and lost their homes, specifically in the Latino community in Los Angeles. And and this project started quite a few years ago when the recession was at its highest, or its lowest point, however you want to phrase it. And it just seemed to me like, in general, the media coverage was very much focused on the mechanics behind the crisis, and that I didn't feel like it was really portraying the experience of so many homeowners and the bewilderment and the surprise and the families being split up. Like, those are the real stories, and the film itself is not an expose. It's not some kind of journalistic piece on what happened. It kind of focuses on how people experience this crisis. And I think, and I hope, that will contribute to a greater sense of empathy. Because I really believe that if, as a culture, we can value empathy more, then the people who end up rising to the top, that are policymakers, will keep in the back of their minds what the potential fallout can be of the decisions they're making, and you know, protect the communities that they're here to serve.
Right. I think that's the thing. You know, for those who are Amazon Prime members, like myself, we can watch the film for free. It's included in our Prime membership. The film, though, is available, of course, for streaming as well as for purchasing through there. I mean, has that kind of sunk in for you, Odin, that something that you have devoted so much of yourself to is now available literally for the world to be able to enjoy?
I'm getting little bursts of, you know, happiness and excitement. It's pretty new for me, and it's rolling out on some other platforms over the next couple months. And the response really just has been wonderful. And I'm really enjoying going on these shows and getting to talk about it. And it's interesting. The more I talk about it, a part of me just wants to go back and add new scenes and you know, re-edit a couple other ones, because there's so many themes that are all of a sudden just implicit, or so many things that people take away from the film that that because of what's happening on screen, they're bringing their own experience to it. And it's really wonderful how it's resonating with people. And I really just love the idea that someone can sit on their couch and watch this and then dialogue
right.
with me on social media. So it's fascinating.
Yeah. Exactly. Since you mentioned social media, let's talk about that layer of this, because that is one of the ways that we were, of course, promoting that you were going to be on this show, Odin, that you're on. Well, the film is on Twitter at Kali Winter Film is where they can stay connected with it. There's Cali Winter Film, as well as, of course, there is a California Winter Facebook fan page. I mean, has that also been a great layer for you to be able, as you were just saying, to have that kind of conversation and also to have that kind of way that you're able to be able to share with people about the project?
It's actually been a whole new, playing field for me. I'm not a big social media guy. I'll go weeks at a time without checking my Facebook. And this has kind of finally forced me to get onto the social media bandwagon. And it's just such a joy. And I wish I'd done it sooner to begin building an audience. I didn't realize to what extent you can really engage people. I love meeting people and speaking with people in person, but that's just not something I can do, you know, as a single person in a physical body. So it sounds so simple, but social media is really the best way to engage an audience now.
Right. I think that is so true. You know, you mentioned the layers of this film. There's two other ones that I would like to discuss, because I think there is, I mean, we all know what it's like to make a bad decision, but we
mm-hmm.
also know what it's like to feel helpless. And that is one of the things that we see in the film in different characters, actually. Helpless because of what is happening, and helpless because you feel as though you are a part of it happening to someone that you know and love. I mean, you know, is that also something that I talk to authors on this program a lot, Odin, about, you know, some of the things that were not expected but that ended up being a part of it. Did you go into it knowing that regret and that feeling of guilt would be a part of the story, or was that something that developed?
Absolutely. I mean, at least in a general way, and then we got deeper as we worked on the characters and rehearsals and whatnot. The lead, in fact, of the film, her name is Elizabeth Dominguez, and I mean, just out of nowhere, she gave such a beautiful performance. I'd worked with her on a short film; it was her feature as well, and she carried it amazingly. But by design, her character is a real estate agent that had pushed these subprime loans in her community before the crash. And when everything happened, all of a sudden she finds herself on the other side helping her family and former clients battle the banks to keep their homes. So her integrity and her own self-doubt and her own guilt is a very big part of the film by design, because she's literally on both sides of it. And that was a decision we made.
Yeah, I think that is the amazing thing for sure. You know, we talked earlier about the cast that you had for this particular project. I think the other thing is that, especially even in watching before I saw the film on Amazon, even in just watching the trailer, Odin, I mean, you could see it's so representative of America, of the world. I mean, was that also part of what you wanted to accomplish, to show that this wasn't something that just affected one group of people? It is something that was affecting us as a family of humanity.
Absolutely. It was a decision to set it in a Latino community and have a very diverse cast. I think often when people think of, you know, this nuclear American family, I think there are different versions of what the average American family is. You know, we have so many different communities in this country, and and everyone's story in so many ways is so similar, and it's just important to see images of people from different backgrounds and cultures all dealing with the same issue.
Yeah, I think that is so true. You know, for you, I mean, we talk about on the show a lot too, Odin, about what success looks like, and I have definitely learned in my life that success is definitely a personal thing. Not everyone's success looks the same. What was your first feature, what was the idea of what success was for California Winter for you?
But my experience with the first feature, and I think this is similar to some of the other filmmakers I met during the festival circuit, is it keeps changing. Because before you make your first feature, all you want to do is just make a feature. And so the initial, you know, ideas of success are just like, I just want to write a script that I can raise enough money to shoot. I'm going to try to write something in one location, and if I can just do that, I don't even care what happens with the film. And then as things start rolling, your goals, you know, start getting bigger, and you say, well, if only I can raise a little more money, then I can attach so-and-so actor. And then, you start heading into production, and you're like, oh, if we could only shoot in that location, that space so says exactly what I want to say in the film. And then as you're finishing up, you want to get the people in post-production and the audio guys and get some good color work in there, and then get a good distributor. And your goal, the further along you get, you can also see further down the road.
Right.
So it's kind of a changing thing, and which is really good, because then you begin reaching more and learning, and it forces you to learn more about the business as well.
Right, exactly. And I think that, again, is one of the interesting things. You mentioned other filmmakers. That brings us to the last thing I wanted to discuss with you, Odin, and then we're going to remind our audience how they can stay connected with you as well as be able to watch California Winter for themselves. You know, you have to know, as you've been on this journey, that you are now showing other people what's possible, that because you've been able to do this, you've had the courage to be able to go out here to write this film, to direct this film, and now, of course, let it see the light of day and share with audiences, that you're showing other people that they can do the same thing. What has that part of the conversations been like for you with other filmmakers about how you've been able to do it and how other people are inspired by you doing it?
It's kind of a thing that's said quite often, especially to indie filmmakers, and that's that, you can wait a whole lifetime for someone to hand you the reins to a project.
Right.
And the studio system is making, 350 films a year or so. Good luck getting in. It's that's going to returning filmmakers, writers, directors, producers. It's a very small window to get
right.
in. So just if you can start a project that somehow seems feasible with your immediate resources, it's amazing because it'll get the ball rolling, and it's amazing what other people, when they come on board, the resources they can bring. This was supposed to be a much smaller film, and I'm just, so thankful to everyone who was involved for bringing their resources to it, but they need something to bring resources to. So that's what I would encourage filmmakers is do all the things you need to do to get noticed by others, but also do something for yourself, for your own satisfaction, because you're a filmmaker and you got to make a movie.
Right. I think that is it. I think that is the great thing, and that, of course, is the end result that a lot of us have to realize. I mean, just like for writers or whoever that creative individual is, you have to do what it is that you say you want to do. I mean, that's just a part of the journey, and they have you, Odin, to be able to look at as an example. Again, everyone, Odin Osdiel has been our guest for this segment. We've been speaking with him not only about his journey as a writer and director, but also about his first feature film called California Winter. As I mentioned, for Amazon Prime members, you all can watch it for free. For those who are not Amazon Prime members, you all can be able to rent it for yourself very reasonably for only $3. That's all it takes. Or you can even buy it for yourself from Amazon as well. But, Odin, how can our audience stay connected with you as well as updates for the film?
Yeah, currently it's only available on Amazon, but it's rolling out on the iTunes and other platforms in the upcoming months. So if the best way to stay connected is look for California Winter, the movie, on Facebook, and all the information is there for how to join the list and support the film. That's where to start.
All right. So make sure you guys are definitely following them on social media. And, Odine, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you stopping by and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you'll stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, we're going to lose you. So if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. And as I mentioned, I've already tagged California Winter on Facebook and Twitter. So go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.